Inmates from the Rifle Correctional Center Tuesday helped with final steps of a mine reclamation project near Aspen. 6 years ago, the Hope Mine was full of toxic mine tailings. The tailings were removed, the hillside recontoured, and finally native plants are going into the ground. 9 inmates in red sweatshirts and green ball caps are spread across a grassy, steep hillside. They're planting columbine, geranium, horse mint, and other native vegetation.
Yeah, we got one guy digging a hole, one guy putting water in it, and one guy planting it.
Josh is carrying a crate of plants. His last name isn't being used at the request of the correctional center. He's part of a program called SWIFT, or State Wildland Inmate Fire Team. Today's project is atypical. Normally, this crew is out fighting fires.
Yeah, we've been on 14 fires this summer, from Montana clear to Durango.
Todd Snyder is a SWIFT crew boss.
Giving them the skills to actually go out and get a job if they want to continue firefighting when they get out. There's a lot of opportunity for them there. They're learning good work ethics. They're learning responsibility. There's so much good things about it.
The SWIFT program only takes nonviolent offenders, and with enough good time in the field, they can get their sentence reduced.
We're trying to get inmates out of the prison. We don't want to keep them in the prison anymore. The new direction is trying to get them out and be useful in the communities and wherever else they end up.
The inmates are providing the wrap-up work on the project to return the Hope Mine back to its natural state. The project began as a way to protect Aspen's drinking water. Near Castle Creek, Olivia Garcia of the Forest Service explains how close mine tailings piles were to falling into the stream.
This vegetation here was an indication that there was water, that the toe of the waste was being undermined by water, which, if the conditions are right, will cause a slide. It'll give.
So water was collecting underneath the pile, and it could have slid easily into the creek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The mine waste was moved and stream bank stabilized. Today's planting project is the last step. Josh of the Rifle Correction Center says the work isn't as difficult as firefighting, but equally rewarding.
I enjoy being outside. I enjoy the wildlife, the wilderness, and I like being able to give back.
The plants are meant to encourage pollinator and wildlife habitat. Scientists think they would have grown here had mining never happened. Marcy Grivenen, Aspen Public Radio News.
Major support for Aspen Public Radio's environmental reporting comes from the John Denver Aspen Glow Fund at the Aspen Community Foundation, promoting responsible stewardship of the lands and wilderness of Aspen and the Roaring Fork Valley.